For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. It's a mostly still, mildly ominous-looking, but generally pleasant day in downtown Bennettsville. Right here on Main Street looms the red brick and white spire of the Marlborough County Courthouse. You can see it behind the flank of palm trees standing sentry in front of the building. These palms are also doing their best to gobble up the half-dozen flags that fly here, when the wind is strong enough to float them, that is. These six flags, Spain, France, Britain, Scotland, South Carolina, and the United States, commemorate the nations that had sovereignty over the Palmetto State. It's quite a history that goes back quite a ways. P.D. and Cheraw settled in the Marlborough County region about 1,000 years ago. They traded with various other native tribes for about 500 years before the first European settlers came ashore.
Probably the oldest would be the Spanish flag. And they were on the South Carolina coast and claimed South Carolina in the early 1500s.
Jeff Dudley is a resident historian who lives in Marlborough County, and surprisingly, one of the only people who really knows about the history surrounding the flags that fly here. He knows, for example, that the Spanish were in South Carolina early, but says there's not much to suggest they were actually in or around Marlborough all that much. However,
the Spanish did have a settlement in Georgetown around 1521. And they probably came inland trading with Indians up and down the Petit River. One of the main trading sites is in Marlborough County for a lot of the natives, about midway up Marlborough County on the Petit River.
The French came to South Carolina in the later 1500s. They too stayed farther afield from Bennettsville, settling mostly along the coast. But the French presence in the state lasted about 100 years, long enough to warrant a little airspace outside the courthouse. Brits and Scots picked up where the French and Spanish had left off, and they were the first to make significant European inroads into Marlborough County. While Scotland never had an official reign over South Carolina, there are plenty of Scots with deep roots in Marlborough County and the region.
All the eastern part of the county, you got Macs everywhere. McIntyre, Mac, Clarin, Mac, there's Macs, a bunch of Macs everywhere. And they all intermarried pretty much.
The British flag showed up in South Carolina around 1670. It flew pretty freely for about a century, until, of course, the Revolutionary War, when you might charitably say it competed for attention. And there was a lot of competition. South Carolina was pretty much 50-50 on who its allegiances belonged to, and the British did have some friends in the PD people.
Throughout the history of the British being here, they were allied with the British. They were at peace with them the whole time they were along the PD River.
Spoiler alert, the British lost. And after the war, the U.S. flag inherited the state's skies. But it did often have company from the flag the colony of South Carolina developed before the war, a dark blue banner with a familiar white crescent in the upper left. Generally, those two flags got along pretty well, until...
When South Carolina seceded, 1860, the state flag was converted to the national flag of South Carolina until they joined the Confederacy.
By the way, the palmetto tree showed up on the South Carolina flag in 1861. Now, if you've been counting along, you would have noticed that we've actually talked about 7 flags, not 6. The missing one is the Confederate flag, which does not fly over the Marlborough County Courthouse. You've also probably counted an extra set of people, the Native Americans who lived alongside the Scots and Brits and traded with the Spanish and French. There's no flag commemorating Native peoples at the Marlborough County Courthouse, but there's actually a reason. There is no flag uniting Native tribes who've called what became Marlborough County home. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.